Fear seems to be epidemic in our society. We fear beginnings, we fear endings. We fear changing, we fear staying in a rut. We fear success, we fear failure. We fear living, we fear dying. I've often been asked to explain why we have so much fear. I don't really know the answer to that. I know that some fear is instinctual and healthy and keeps us alert to trouble. The rest, the part that holds us back from personal growth and keeps us from creating a wonderful life, is inappropriate and destructive, and perhaps can be blamed on our conditioning. In all my years, I have never heard a parent call out to a child going off to school, "Take some risks today, darling." No, more likely the words the child will hear are, "Be careful." This "be careful" carries with it a double message. The world is really dangerous out there, and you won't be able to handle it. This gives us an important clue as to why we have so much fear. A few moments ago, I mentioned a whole range of possible fears that have to do with career, relationship, and living in general. But if we look beneath the surface, we find the grand fear that underlies all our other fears. Are you ready? Here it is. At the bottom of every one of our fears is simply the fear that we can't handle whatever life brings us. That's it, Susan? That's the big deal? Well, I know you're disappointed and wanted something much more dramatic than that, but the truth is, if you knew that you could handle anything that comes your way, what would you possibly have to fear? And the answer is nothing. I know you're still not jumping up and down for joy, but believe me when I tell you I have just given you a great piece of news. What I have just told you means you don't have to control anything in the outside world. All you have to do is handle your reaction to whatever happens to you. You no longer have to control what your mate does, what your friends do, what your child does, or what your boss does. You don't have to control what happens at an interview, what happens at your job, what happens in your relationship, what happens to your money, and so on. All you have to do to diminish your fear is to develop more trust in your ability to handle whatever comes your way. Whatever comes your way. Right now, take the time to write 3 critical words on some index cards and place them where they can be seen. These 3 critical words are, "I'll handle it." Then, when the what-ifs come up, you'll have your answer. What if I lose my job? I'll handle it. What if I lose my relationship? I'll handle it. What if I become ill? I'll handle it. What if I'm rejected? I'll handle it. Whatever happens to me, given any situation in life, I'll handle it. Never let these 3 little words out of your mind, possibly the most important 3 little words you'll ever say. Repeat them over and over again. These 3 magical words are a wonderful first step in your developing the kind of trust in yourself that will allow you to relax and begin enjoying the excitement life can bring. Say these 3 words with me right now. I'll handle it. I'll handle it. I'll handle it. Yes, whatever happens to me, given any situation in life, I'll handle it. Now, let me introduce you to a few truths about fear. I discovered them when I divorced my first husband many years ago. During my marriage, I was rather like a child, allowing my husband to take over so many things in my life. After my divorce, I had no choice but to start doing things on my own. Small things, such as handling my finances all by myself, brought me enormous satisfaction.